Oh, we could fly.
Welcome to this new season of Have a Cup of Joani podcast. In this season, we are embarking on an exciting journey, one of shameless learning. We're tossing out the fear of judgment and embracing curiosity with open arms. Whether it's exploring new ideas, tackling challenging topics, or learning from our missteps, we're doing it all without shame or inhibition. Can't wait for y'all to listen to this. Hello, everyone. So we are in season four, people. We're in season four. Can you believe this? We made it. And it's 2024. And we're here. We're talking to one another in your vehicle, in your house. I am wherever it is that you're listening to me. And I am so happy that we're here together. So like I said on my previous episode, today we are talking about goals and habits. So I have so much to talk about when it comes to those two subjects that I have just lathered them throughout the month of January. So I hope you are ready for all of this, because whenever we get to the new year's, it's always this like, the new year, new me BS, right? And I'm quoting myself on a blog post that I did back in 2016. And I was super sassy back then. And I'm going to read you a little bit. And I put in here, Facebook, Twitter, and all other social media feeds are awakening after the new year hangover to a barrage of a new year, new me memes, quotes, and hashtag. I was so sassy back then. Can we just stop this already? Every day you get up is a new chance to start again. If you want to get technical, every minute, second, and microsecond are a chance to start again. Guess what? You can change your mind, make a choice, go after a goal, anytime you want. That was the start of that blog post that I wrote January 1st, 2016. And I was super sassy back then. So be careful, because it's going to be a curse word coming through. I titled this The New Year, New Me Bullshit. I told you I was very sassy back then. What can I say? Here I am, January 2nd, 2024, and still feel the same way. Oh, God. My cough. I'm not as sassy, but I still feel that it's no way, right? Like, we don't need to wait. We don't need to, like, be sitting in our on our behinds just waiting. Ooh, let me wait until this new year comes around. This is when I'm really going to do something. This is when, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, why? Why are we doing that to ourselves? There is no need, unless we're just doing that in order to kind of like lie to ourselves and make ourselves feel better. And that if that's the case, stop it. Just stop it. That's not really necessary either. The one person you can't really lie to is yourself, because you yourself know right away. So yeah, so as you can see, we are going to talk about goals and how they are not necessary to be embarked upon just on the New Year's. And as you can see, that's why I had to bring up the receipt from 2016 that I've been on this bandwagon per se for quite a while. There was a book that when I read it recently, I want to say a year ago, that it really solidified that idea. Back then, I was just full of sass. I kind of was heading into that direction, but it was mostly because I was just so angry at how people were just waiting for this one day to kind of like start their lives. And I always saw that as kind of like not very smart, because I'm not of the mindset of waiting for the perfect moment, because I don't know, even when I was very young, I always thought I was like, for what? When is the perfect, you know, I always had that in my mind, like, when is the perfect moment? Even as a child, I just didn't think that that was necessary. I was that kid, unlike my sister, that I would wear my things right away. I will play with the toys right away. My sister will stash it and put it away and save it for a special day. And I will always look at that like, ugh, that's so like wasteful is not the word, but I was like, that's so sad because you have things that you can enjoy, but you're kind of like punishing yourself and putting them away until you get to this one perfect moment that you don't even know when it is. I couldn't conceptualize it back then. I still can. I came from Nordstrom Rack, got a pair of Adidas, and guess where those Adidas are at? They're on my feet right now. I put them as soon as I got out of the store. I was like, I want to wear them right now. I want to enjoy what I purchased. That's the type of person I am. So that's where I came from back then when I was seeing all these like, let's wait for the right moment kind of mindset that occurs on New Year's Day. So that's what we're going to talk about. That was a very long introduction for me to tell you that on this very first episode of season 4 of Have a Cup of Joani, me, your host, Joa, we are going to kick off our journey into the world of goals and habits. And I'm going to let you know that whether it's January or July or 10 minutes from now, any time is perfect for setting new goals. So grab your favorite cup of whatever beverage. Don't drink and drive. And let's start brewing some ideas. All right. So I want to start with talking about goal setting because that is kind of like the baseline. Because I feel like you have goals and then you have habits. And goals are those things that we want to achieve, like every once in a while, right? We have metas, we have those goalposts that we want to reach, to achieve at certain points in our lives. While habits, I look at them as something that we do every day in support of our goals and well-being. So for me, I think the basis, the foundation of it all, it really is goal setting. Because you want to set that plan. You want to write down that plan and have like a roadmap of where you want to be first before you go off into the dark and, hey, I get in when I get in or I figure it out or I not so much I'll figure it out because most of the time that's what happens. We figure it out as we go through it. A lot of the times if we take the time and opportunity to set some goals and do some sort of a plan as brief as it can be based on your time constraint and your resources, then I think one is usually better off than just going into something that you perhaps just put 2 seconds of a thought process into it. So that's why I'm going to start this episode talking about goal setting and as well as the flexibility of just embarking on a goal achievement any time of the year, any second, any moment you want. All right. So goal setting. If you haven't heard about goal setting, I'm going to put you on SMART goals. I'm getting that from MRT, Master Resilience Training. I'm a master resilience trainer, and that's where I get it from. Now, that's not the only place that you will find things about SMART goals. There are in a lot of business literature and leadership literature as well. I have seen the acronym and all of that. So it's nothing that like the MRT, Army MRT program came up with. That has been around for a while, the terminology, the abbreviation of SMART goals. If you haven't heard about it, this is what it means. S is for specific, M is for measurable, A is for achievable, R, realistic, and T, timely. So for me, as you know, or perhaps you don't, I am writing a horror novel right now, The Devil That Haunts Me. So my goals, which are incremental, has to do with word count. So I have to where I write 500 words every day. Why do I write 500 words every day? Well, because that is achievable for me. Because I have a full-time job, I have a family, and I also have this podcast and a writing career. My time is very limited. So 500 for me, it's achievable without stressing me out. So that's why I picked that. Then you may ask, yeah, but why 500? Well, 500 is also very specific. And it's also measurable. So you see how we have that in there? So I know that every day I'm going to find some time throughout my day to write 500 words. And usually for me, that looks like during my lunch break, I sit down, listen to the classical music that will get me going, will get me into the flow, and I'll knock out 500. If I don't achieve it then I know by the time I get to the house after I have dinner, before I go to bed, that I will need to replace my reading time with some more writing time so I can achieve that 500. But you see how my goal every day, I have an everyday goal to achieve 500 words for my manuscript of The Devil That Haunts Me. And now that evolves when I go into the editing process, because now it will no longer be wording. I won't need wording, but I will need to self-edit. So when I get to the self-editing part, I tailor it. I tailor my goal. So I graduate from the word count, go into self-edit, and now I'm going to edit one scene every day and one chapter in 1 week. You see? So I make my goals to be specific, measurable, because I can measure editing a scene. I can measure writing 500 words. I can measure editing a chapter on a week. They are achievable. They are realistic, because they're realistic for me, for my goals that I want to achieve, my overall goal. And they're also achievable, they're also realistic within the constraints that I have in my life. And they're timely. What do I mean by timely? That means that I have added a day or a time to achieve this goal, to mark this as completed. So when it comes to the 500 words a day, that means that in that day, I will achieve 500 words. When it comes to editing a chapter a week, that means at the end of the week. And then I have to tell myself, what is the end of my week? So for me, that is Sunday. So when I have a weekly meta or goal, my end of the week is Sunday. But me, because I'm a bit of an overachiever, I like to finish it on Saturday. So Sunday is like my day, right? Where I know I don't need to do anything because I worked hard all week, you know, and I accomplished that. But I have Sunday in there just in case, because things happen. You see? So that's how I make my goals. That's how I craft my goals in the SMART format, which is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. And that keeps me from getting stressed, from getting overwhelmed, from getting sad or depressed because I'm stagnant or not moving forward. And it helps me have a better sense of joy, happiness, and accomplishment. And I read somewhere, and I don't know where, I think it was like one of those Harvard Business articles that was saying how when we achieve things, when we accomplish and complete things, it adds on to our joy. It adds on to our happiness bucket. And I really do believe that, because I have a bullet journal And I put in there all the things that I want to achieve. I put the things I want to achieve on a daily basis, on a specific day, on a week, on a month. And I'll tell you why when I tell you about this book next. But I put it on my bullet journal. And it is something, and please let me know if you're just like this, it is something about crossing that thing off or checking it off, putting that check mark on it, that just, it makes me giddy inside. I'm like, oh, I did it. And I've been known to add things to my list after I accomplished them because I forgot to put them on my list. Just so I can check it off. It gives me a sense of joy. It gives me that giddiness, that happiness, because I accomplished something. I think this leader as well, oh goodness, I hate it that I forgot his name. But it's the one that talks about, he got into a bit of a problem with a reporter. But it is this leader that talks about making your bed. When you get up, and you make your bed, you have at least that one thing that you accomplish. And it is so true. You know, just like it rubs on your self-esteem in a positive way. Because at least you know, I did that. So now going back to the SMART goals, you see why that bit, the A about achievable is so important. And realistic is so important. And that's why I say that it pays dividends to plan out your goals at least a little bit. At least take a few minutes out of your time to plan it out really well. Because if it's achievable and if it's realistic, then you're not going to demoralize yourself. But you want it to be achievable and you want it to be borderline challenging so that way your self-esteem can thrive. So you don't want to make it impossible because then your self-esteem goes in the dumpster. You want to make it a little bit challenging so that way when you accomplish it, because you will, your self-esteem will rise. You see what I'm saying? So I hope I'm making sense to you. So now that we talk about SMART goals and why it is so important to take a few minutes to plan these goals out, let me tell you about this book that validated for me why it is not needed to wait for New Year's Day, for January 1st on whatever year to start your life per se, to start like making a change in your life. I read The 12-Week Year by Brian P. Moran. And this is a very small book. You can take this book and read it in a day or two or in a week, depending on your reading speed. No shame in that. I'm a slow reader myself. Or you can listen to it. It is also on Audible format. But this book was a game changer for me because, like I said, it validated what I wrote in this blog post back in 2016. And that is, New Year, so what? You can adopt a more flexible mindset and set goals whenever you need to, whenever it works for you. Imagine if January 1st doesn't work for you. What are you going to do? You going to wait for the next January 1st? I don't think so. So you see, the author of this book, Moran, he writes, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. So he has this key concept that he breaks down a year in 12 weeks. And you got to look at these goals like nesting goals. So remember how I told you how my writing goals are progressive? In essence, they go from writing. So imagine writing, drafting is the very small doll. That is the very first doll, right? And then a bigger doll that is the self-editing doll, phase one, nests on top of the draft. So that means that once I'm done with the draft, then I embark on the self-edit phase one. And then after I'm done with that is phase two. So there goes another nesting doll on top of that. Then is phase three, four, and five. So now we have a big doll that is this manuscript that now it's ready to be sent to a developmental editor. You see? So that is kind of like, it's not even the overall goal, because the overall goal is the novel itself coming back from the editors. You see? But for me, to get it out of my computer, I need to get it into that medium-sized doll, already completed faces, the five faces of the self-edits that I need to do. So if you visualize that, that's what 12-week year means. That means that the first 12 week will be my drafting. The next 12 week will be one phase of self-edit, and so forth and so forth. It's a very simple concept that the author explains. But when I tell you, like, my mind was blown, I was like, this approach just transformed how I set goals as an author. Because instead of yearly targets, now I have quarterly ones, which keeps me focused and motivated all year round. So that means I don't have that lag, right? Because you know that there's a lag. When you say, I have a year to do this, come on, tell me. Don't you run out of gas? You gotta run out of gas. Either you run out of gas at the beginning or you run out of gas at the end, because you're gonna be like, I have a whole year to complete this. Or you're gonna say like, oh, well, you know, I can do this right now. And then you lag off for like 3 months, and I'm gonna do this right now. And then you lag off for another three. You see what I'm saying? But when you focus 12 weeks, and you say, these 12 weeks, I have to finish this, right? If I tell myself, these 12 weeks, I gotta be finished with all the self-edits in my novel, that means that in those 3 months, that novel would have gone through the five phases. That means that I would have looked at characters in one phase, I would have looked at setting on the other phase, dialogue on the other phase. You see what I'm saying? Overall story concept, time. And then I would have been passing it off to the developmental editor. But when I tell myself, I have a year to kick this book out, that is very broad. I'm giving myself more time than I need. And sometimes we as human beings, when we have too much of that time, we're going to use it all. Even more so sometimes, right? We go over it. Like, we have a year. You see? So if I haven't sold you on it, go ahead and listen to it. Or if you have Blinkist, because this is where I got it at first. Blinkist has, there is this app that does book summaries, and it's very quick. Like, I can listen to the summary of a book like on my way to work or while taking a shower. They're like 15 to 20 minute summaries, kind of like my episodes. I'm a Blinkist. You see, if we're doing this one little quick summary of goal setting today. Okay, enough about that. But yeah, but check it out. It is on audiobook format. It is on text format as well. And it's a really simple concept, and it's a quick read. I highly suggest you try it. Not because it's the beginning of the new year, but try it. Especially if you haven't found something that works for you, that has stuck by you when it comes to goal setting, try this out. And if it works, let me know. If it doesn't work, let me know as well. But I will love to hear it if it works for sure and how that made you feel. Because I'm telling you, when I did my first 12-week year and I look at all the things that I accomplished, because I have the bullet journal as well, and I look through my journal, I still have to do my review of 2023. I will do that in 2 days by looking at my journal and then seeing what I did and seeing what I didn't do, and then adding that to my 2024 journal. But that's something else. I'll let you all know about that. But when I accomplished all those things, the first time I did the 12-week journal, it was something inside of me that just like lit up. And it just, it's like proof to me that I really, if I focus, if I set my mind to do something, and if I work diligently at it, that I will accomplish it. And that is the best feeling that I can get. And I hope you get it too. Try it. Try getting that feeling of accomplishment. And it can be something so simple as making your bed. Like today, I made my bed. Today, I put new sheets on my bed. It doesn't matter, just achievable. Achievable and realistic. And we're going to get through this. We are going to just, I can feel it. 2024 is going to be awesome for all of us. So to wrap it up, remember, goal setting isn't just for New Year's. It's flexible and it's an ongoing process. And if you don't believe me, read the 12-week year, which may, like me, revolutionize your approach. And if you want to remember SMART goals, here it is. S, specific. M, measurable. A, achievable. R, realistic. And T, timely. Because you got to put a time on that thing. All right. That was it for us, folks. All right. Don't forget this whole month of January for season 4. Because if you're not learning and growing, you're not growing and learning. We are continuing to tackle goals and habits. So yes, we're going to be discussing a little bit of James Clear. We are going to be discussing about habit forming as well. That other book about habit, I've read all of them. All right, stick around and hope to see you next Wednesday. Bye. Oh, we could fly. Thank you so much for listening. I want to hear from you. Leave me a comment. Do a rating if you can on the podcast. Share it with somebody you love. But most importantly, come back. See you next time. Bye.